You're listening to the Web Marketing Adelaide podcast. We give you the tips and strategies to help you utilise the web to get more traffic, leads and sales for your business. Now here's your host, Nick Morris.
Welcome back to episode 23 of the Web Marketing Adelaide podcast. I hope everyone had a great Christmas and New Year's and had some time off and more importantly had some time and some space to think about your business and think about how you're going to approach growing your business in 2013. I apologise for the break. I had intended to keep recording episodes over the Christmas New Year break, but so many things sort of added up and I just kind of needed a break, so I decided to take 2 weeks off, and this is our first episode back for 2013. It's a bit of a mixed bag, this episode. Basically, it's mostly about predictions, pulling together some various of the 2013 predictions over the SEO field, in the just a general marketing field, looking at flying solo, and a few of my own predictions. And towards the end of the episode, I've got a list of resources, business books that have been recommended to me, and then I'm gonna give you those books for you, that maybe you can add to your reading list. So first up in the episode is there's a great thread up on Flying Solo. Now Flying Solo is a small business Australia's biggest small business forum, where there's tons and tons of small business owners on there. You can go on there, you can ask questions, you can present your own advice to other people's questions and become an authority in your niche, network with other people. So it's a really good place for small business owners to be. And there's a thread up there towards sort of the end of last year, coming into this year, where people were invited to just add what they're putting in their marketing plans for 2013. And I basically went through the thread and added up all the different mentions of different techniques to see what would be the most popular. And here's my sort of list here of the top five. So the most sort of popular thing within that thread was content marketing, not surprisingly. We've talked about that various times on this podcast with a few different guests, which I'll mention a bit later in the show. And that had 7 votes out of, I think it was a total of 51 or so, 50-odd. Different sort of techniques mentioned, or different mentions of techniques, and content marketing was the highest with 7. In second came SEO, so search engine optimization, with 5 votes. Third, social media marketing with 4 votes. Number 4, the only of the top 5, the only one that's not really web related, just direct marketing. That could be web related for sure, but I think most of the mentions I saw were talking more along the lines of direct mail. So that had 3 votes, and website updates or revamps of websites or relaunching websites was another one mentioned, which also had 3 votes. And I just thought I'd mention these 2 others which weren't in the top 5, but they were sort of interesting. Video content marketing, so that's kind of really a subset of the content marketing we mentioned, and I think that's going to be really big in 2013 and going forward as a sort of a great medium that's really easy to consume as a consumer. You can just sit there, you can watch a video, there's not much work involved, so it's a really good way to access people. And another one was word of mouth marketing. And I thought I'd mention that because we actually talked about word of mouth marketing back in episode 6 with the guest Dr. Martin Russell. I'll have lots of mentions of different episodes and stuff within this show, and I'll put links in the show notes. That's at webmarketingadelaide.com.au. Links to the different shows, links to different people's websites that get mentioned, so you can head over there and go to those different links. Okay, the next section of this show, we're going to look into SEO predictions. Now, there was a really great article, which was at the end of the last year, by Jason Munn, an Australian SEO guy. And he basically did a really good type of article where you get a bunch of experts to come together and contribute. It's also known as a sort of a crowdsourced post, contribute their thoughts on a particular set of questions. Usually you get the same questions to every person and they contribute their ideas, and the questions for this particular article related to predictions for SEO in 2013, and sort of 10 to 20 I think of the top Australian SEOs, so it's Australian as well, which is nice, contributed their predictions for 2013. I've just gone through and I've pulled out some of the themes, the more popular things that lots of people were saying. So number one, Google will continue to target spammy link building techniques. Google brought out a few different updates this year, specifically targeting manipulative link building techniques. Now, link building is a major way of getting your search engine rankings up, getting your website up the rankings. And not surprisingly, there's many techniques out there which attempt to manipulate Google without, so they're trying to get links that you don't really earn. You don't earn those links and you don't really deserve the rankings that come along with getting those links. But it's just a sort of paid technique which has just come out there. And Google was really sort of cracked down on that within 2012 with the Penguin update and the particular updates targeting the big link networks. So it's a feeling, I think, amongst the SEO community that that Google's going to continue to target spammy link building techniques. And I guess the tip that goes along with that is, for business owners, is to stop using these techniques now if you are, and start looking for alternative strategies to use for your SEO and for your marketing. And if you're paying someone else to do SEO for you, then this is when the time where you should be questioning them. Hey, you know, what techniques have you been using on my website? Are they techniques that are likely to be devalued in the future? If you're not really sure, you're a bit unsure whether these techniques are good or bad, feel free to email me. There's a link on our show notes page on the website, webmarketingadelaide.com.au. So head to the feedback there and you can email me there and I'll give you some advice on that. Next prediction point, Google authorship will become more important. We discussed this with Tony McCreath in episode number 11. We discussed a number of sort of related points as well. Now, Google authorship is basically where you have to set up a Google Plus account, a personal Google Plus account for yourself, and then you basically, on your article, you link to that Google Plus account, and on your Google Plus account, you link back to any websites that you contribute to, and then Google will actually associate you as the author of that content. And they can and often will show in the search results a little picture of you, the picture from your Google Plus account, so you can actually get your face image within the search results, and that can lead to not only sort of some personal branding for you, because you're going to be seen more and more around the place, but also it'll encourage people to click more. So if there's a bunch of search results for your industry when someone's searching, but yours is the one that's further down the page perhaps, but it has a nice little picture next to it, it's much more likely to get a click than if you didn't have a picture there, So it can really help you with your click-through rates as well as a bit of personal branding. So Google authorship and is tipped to be important. And there's also, even beyond just that, getting the picture in the search results, there's lots of other tricky things that Google could do relating to how they rank websites. And if one article by an author has been good, then Google might sort of infer that other articles by that same author might also be good. So there's lots of little bits and pieces that could happen with that. So this is probably a good time to get in there and set up Google authorship for the content that you're creating so that you can take advantage of that. Point number three, quality content will become more and more important. This kind of goes hand in hand with the spammy link techniques one I mentioned. With the spammy link techniques, link building techniques going down, you need to look for other techniques. Content is really, I think, where you want to be focusing your attention. So putting quality content on your website that's interesting and useful content related to your products, related to your industry, related to your target market, so that it actually attracts them to come to your website. So they have a reason to visit because they've got some interesting information or funny videos or pictures or news on there that they're interested in. And while they're there, they sort of learn a bit about you, learn about your product, learn about your business. And we've talked to two different guests in particular, Steve Davis and Waj Kwasi, about content marketing and also inbound marketing, which is sort of a related term. And that's in episodes 17 and 18 with Steve and episodes 19 and 20 with Waj. So definitely go check out those links, listen to those episodes and get some good ideas for a content marketing strategy for 2013. The fourth tip I pulled out there was structured data. will be appearing more and more in the search results. This is another thing a bit related to the Google authorship I just mentioned. We also discussed this with Tony in episode 11. And this is basically where you have the ability to mark up your information on your website. So currently they're supporting things like authorship, which I mentioned, but also reviews, breadcrumbs, if you have breadcrumb links, internal navigation on your website. And it's being tipped that it's Google's going to support more and more of these types of structured data. So this is a good time to have a chat to your web designer, have a chat to your SEO about getting structured data implemented more within your website where possible. And the fifth of my SEO prediction tips here from this episode by Jason Munn is that mobile will be even more important moving into 2013. And I think this is sort of an obvious one, that obviously the use of mobile phones and smartphones for accessing websites has been on the rise over the last few years, and it may have already done so, or maybe soon be tipped to overtake desktop use or desktop computer or laptop computer use of the web. So it's certainly a force to contend with, something that you really need to be paying attention to. And if especially if you have a business that people might want to access from a mobile phone, the website of maybe a restaurant, maybe some sort of local business where they might want to try and find you, or might be wanting to sort of browse your website while they're out and about, absolutely you should be thinking about mobile websites and about mobile strategy. Okay, this next little section here is just a few of my own predictions, not necessarily SEO related, just some random bits and pieces I've been thinking about for 2013, and we can probably come back to this in the beginning of 2014 or the end of this year and see how I did on these predictions. So number one, I'm predicting a little bit out there perhaps, but the downfall of Facebook and the rise of Google+. Now, something we've sort of seen with Facebook, especially in the second half of this past year, is they're aggressively bringing in various ways of monetizing the service. Obviously, they have shareholders now, so they kind of have someone to answer to in terms of their revenue, and they really sort of have to get out there and try and find ways of generating more revenue. So they're kind of being forced almost, their hands being forced a little bit, to introduce features that users and business owners particularly weren't really happy with. So I'm predicting this might have an effect on the popularity of Facebook, and going along with that, I think we'll probably see the rise of Google+. Google+ being owned by Google's social network. The difference there, of course, is that Google's already profitable with their AdWords being extremely popular within the advertising market. They're do not need to be doing any sort of feature pushing as Facebook is with Google+, so they can just naturally introduce new features, make it more useful, interesting for people to use, and I think that'll lead to more and more people going over there. I mean, I'm still seeing, I'll talk to my friends and they barely even know what Google+ is, let alone actually use it, but certainly within the SEO community it's fairly popular, and I've seen it popular in other communities as well, like the photography community. It's fairly popular, and certain circles you go in, there's quite a big following on Google+. So I'm predicting it's going to get more and more popular in 2013. Okay, next prediction: the continued importance of images in social media marketing. You can't go on Facebook without seeing images all over your newsfeed from other people and from pages, whether it's pictures of cats or pictures of people with funny slogans, or whether it's somehow marketing related. Images are just so easy to consume, especially within the mediums of things like Facebook, also Twitter. So I'm predicting they're going to continue to be popular. Also, in episode number 10, we spoke with Scott Linklater from Just Social. We mentioned images within that interview, and we also discussed Pinterest, which of course is a completely image-based social networking tool, and that's been really popular within 2012 as well, and that will probably continue in popularity. So that's another sort of vote for images. Number four of my tips here: video will continue to grow as a marketing tool. And I've been following an Australian internet marketer called James Shremko, who's really doing some interesting stuff with video marketing. He's pushing out videos every like 2 days with sort of news in the internet marketing field. Really interesting stuff. And I think video, as I mentioned earlier, being such an easy way to consume content, it's just going to be so useful going forward. Excuse me. All right. My fourth tip there, or my fourth little prediction, is I think relationship building and networking will become a really important part of online marketing. And I think it's always been important, but with sort of the downfall of some of these manipulative link building techniques we were talking about within SEO, I think relationship building and networking has become more and more important for SEO, because when you think about it, you're trying to get a link to your piece of content. It's much higher chance you're going to get a link from someone you know than someone you don't know. So obviously someone you know, there's some sort of relationship there, some sort of networking that's going on. So I think it's going to become really important for that. Also, I mean, with talking with Martin in my interview about word of mouth marketing, it's really apparent, and you know, through my own business, really apparent that referrals, word of mouth referrals, really great source of customers. So if you have the ability to bring that into your business, then absolutely, I think it's something you should be focusing on. We're really lucky in Adelaide that we have lots of different networking opportunities, and more being popping up all the time. Check out your local things you're interested in, things related to your business, or more general networking on meetup.com. You can even just look on Facebook for different groups out there. Head to the show notes for this episode, and I'll have some links to some of the networking events I attend that you can, you know, get a start on to get your foot in the door and get going with some networking. All right, now the last section for this episode. I've got a bunch of books sitting here, and I've certainly made it a New Year's resolution to start to really get into these business books I've got sitting here, and I'm just going to go through the list of books. They're all ones that were recommended to me multiple times by, you know, podcasts and other people and whatnot that I listen to and I follow. So I think they'll be really good reads for me, and maybe perhaps good reads for you as well if you want to add them to your list. Okay, I'm in no particular order. So we've got Getting Things Done by David Allen. Now, this is actually a book I've been reading for a while, and I'm almost there at the end. And it's quite an interesting book. If you, like me, have a little bit of trouble with productivity, I think this is the book for you. There's lots of great sort of tips in there, ways to approach organizing your inputs, your outputs. Yeah, it's a really interesting read, and as long as you can implement it, I think it could be really useful. The second book here, The Lean Startup by Eric Ries. Now, this is really interesting because we actually have a meetup here, or a regular event, I think it's monthly, in Adelaide, called the Lean Startup Meetup. And so The Lean Startup is really sort of a central book within this whole movement almost of lean, what's known as lean methodologies for starting a business and or even running a business or launching a product. And it's really about a brief synopsis, I guess. I think it is about sort of testing and not investing a whole lot in a new business idea or a new business or a new product without doing some testing along the way. So you don't want to invest a whole lot of money and then find out that it's going to be a dud. You want to be constantly testing so that you know early whether it's got a good chance of success or not. That's my sort of basic understanding of it, not having read the book yet, but I'm actually, I've already been in talks with someone to hopefully come on the podcast in a near coming episode, to talk about some of these lean methodologies, and that I think that should be a really interesting interview. The third book here, I've got The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss. Now, this is an absolute classic within the internet marketing field, and it's been on my to-do list to read this for a long time, so I've got the book sitting there. I can see it over there on the table, so that's on my list also. Now, number four, I've got an interesting one. It's called How Brands Grow by Byron Sharp. Now, Byron Sharp is actually from Adelaide. He heads up the Ehrenberg Bass Institute, which is basically a science-based marketing research centre based at UniSA, or affiliated with UniSA. I actually did my marketing degree at UniSA, so I had the I was lucky enough to have some lectures from Byron then, Byron Sharp then, and also I've had some since. The UniSA does some free lectures from time to time on different subjects, and I went to a marketing one. So I'm looking forward to reading that book and getting making sure I stay grounded in the science for marketing, because a lot of times, which is something that Byron Sharp sort of lectures on often, I think, people get kind of run away with ideas of marketing that haven't necessarily been really tested scientifically, and they're really just sort of theories, and they sort of just quote it or teach it as fact without really knowing if it's going to work or not. So I think that'll be a really interesting book for really sort of grounding marketing knowledge back into the science and to the facts. The next book here is The E-Myth Revisited by Michael E. Gerber, I think, G-E-R-B-E-R. Now I have to thank Dr. Martin Russell again for this book. He was a free giveaway from Martin at a recent, I think, our last Flying a Solo event. Now that giveaway is finished now, but thanks very much to Martin for doing that for us soloists that were at the meeting. And that's another reason to come along to the local Adelaide Flying Solo meetups. Again, links in the show notes. They're held monthly, and they're getting quite a crowd coming out now. And someone else at the meetup also recommended that, so I'm looking forward to that one too. And my final book here on this list is Blue Ocean Strategy by W. Chan Kim and Renee Mabone. I'm terrible with names, but I'm sure I butchered that. But I'll, you know, put that in the show notes as well for you. And I've heard this recommended by a few people too, so I think that should be an interesting one. And once I've finished all those books, I also have a Kindle to get my teeth stuck into, so to speak. And that'll hopefully make it easy for me to continue consuming this good business knowledge. That pretty much brings me to the end of this episode. I went on a little bit longer than I had intended. I tend to just be able to talk when when I can. I'd love to hear your feedback on the episode, on the podcast in general, and particularly what you've got planned for your business in marketing, in online marketing, or in the business in general for 2013. What are some sort of goals you have for your business, some different tracks you might want to go down? Love to hear. You can send me some feedback privately through the website. You can actually leave a voice message on the website. There's a little widget over on the right-hand side when you're on the website itself, which will allow you to leave a voice message. And, you know, if you've got a good question or something, or some good piece of feedback, I'll probably play it on the show, so that's a good tip for you. Or you can actually leave a comment below the show notes for this episode, and I can reply there, or I can reply to you personally, whatever. So yeah, I think that would be great if we can get some feedback, and I will talk to you next week in episode 24. So until then, have a good week.